I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Warning siren sounded in Tel Aviv on Wednesday as a single surface-to-surface missile was intercepted by Israeli air defense systems after it was detected crossing from Lebanon. There were no reports of damage or casualties. Hezbollah said it targeted the headquarters of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency, which it blames for a series of attacks in which bombs hit it in personal electronic devices killed dozens and wounded thousands, including many of the group's own members. Israeli strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon since Monday have killed nearly 570 people and injured more than 1,830 others. Israel and Hezbollah have traded fire since the outbreak of the war in Gaza last October, when the militant group began firing rockets in solidarity with the Palestinians and its fellow Iranian-backed ally, Hamas. The fighting has killed dozens of people in Israel, hundreds in Lebanon, and displaced tens of thousands on both sides of the border. The escalated conflict along the Israel-Lebanon border is set to be the focus of a UN Security Council meeting later Wednesday in New York. Ukrainian officials said Tuesday that three people were killed and more than 30 wounded in Russian military strikes on the northeastern city of Kharkiv. The attack occurred while President Volodymyr Zelensky was at the United Nations seeking support for Ukraine's fight against the two-and-a-half-year-old Russian invasion. Several U.S. officials have told VOA that the Pentagon is expected to announce a new military aid package for Ukraine, valued at up to $375 million as soon as Wednesday. It will be the largest U.S. military aid sent to Kyiv since May. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. This is VOA News. Zelensky told the UN Security Council that Russian President Vladimir Putin will not stop hostilities on his own and, quote, can only be forced into peace.
One day in this hall, it will surely be said that Russia's war against Ukraine has ended, not frozen, not paused, not forgotten, truly ended. And this will happen not because someone got tired of the war, not because someone traded something with Putin.
Zelensky is set to address the UN General Assembly Wednesday. Lawmakers in the U.S. House and Senate are expected to approve a temporary government spending bill Wednesday. The measure will fund the federal government into December, avoiding a shutdown just weeks before the November general elections. The stopgap measure funds agencies at current levels, but the Secret Service will get an additional $231 million in the wake of two assassination attempts against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson will have to rely on Democratic votes to pass the bill in that chamber amid strong opposition from fellow Republicans. The union representing 33,000 striking Boeing employees is rejecting the U.S. aviation giant's latest contract offer, which the company insists is its best and final offer. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said the offer of a 30% pay hike was overwhelmingly rejected. Instead, it's seeking a 40% jump and the restoration of other benefits. More than 32,000 Boeing workers walked off the job earlier this month in the union's first strike since 2008. That has halted output of the firm's best-selling 737 MAX jets, threatening billions in costs. It's all just the latest twist in a tumultuous year for Boeing, which began with a mid-air blowout on one of its MAX planes. That revived concern over the company's quality controls and hurt its ability to ramp up output of the jets.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Authorities in parts of Florida have ordered residents to evacuate as a powerful Atlantic storm threatens the southeastern U.S. state. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the latest.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Helene, which formed Tuesday in the Caribbean Sea and is moving north toward the U.S., could strengthen into a major hurricane as soon as late Thursday. The storm is anticipated to be unusually large and fast-moving. The National Hurricane Center says hurricane warnings were issued for the northwestern Florida coastline and part of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Watches were issued for parts of western Cuba and Florida, including Tampa Bay. A storm surge warning was issued for nearly the entirety of Florida's west coast. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.